and with Theme from a Summer Place from Percy Faith and his orchestra, introducing number 17 in our 17 programme series, Mortal Memories, it's the final opportunity for me to say that I'm Mike Roberts, taking you on our nostalgic journey through the years 1964 to 1972 in Malta by the ordinary events and the ordinary people of those years, helped as always by the popular music of the time. This week we conclude this, the first series, by travelling through the full year, 1972, which began with the enforced departure of British forces from Malta, having its repercussions in many areas of Maltese society. And as the evacuation of service dependents began, with the first RAF VC-10 aircraft leaving Malta, the Sunday Times of Malta published a moving leader article headlined, Au revoir, and not goodbye. Meanwhile, elsewhere in the press, the review of the recently launched book Exploring Malta by Roger Parnes featured the picturesque fishing village of Marsheshloch, and an increase in the milk ration was announced. Malta's uncertain future continued to dominate conversation and everyday activity as the Prime Minister lifted the January 15th ultimatum for Britain's service withdrawal. But the airlift of British stores out of Malta on Saturday, January 29th, 1972, was the biggest for several days. However, other more ordinary news did manage to creep in, like the fact that all Malta government primary schools held a Parents' Day. And Carmen Cherry clearly established her position as the most popular singer in Malta when she returned again to the Sheraton Malta Hotel after a successful tour of Italy and Sicily. Though travel agencies and hotels were reporting drops in bookings, with reductions of 80% recorded for Easter, causing some hotels to close down until summer. As talks between Malta and Britain on the future of Britain's military presence were resumed, it was announced that the island would go decimal on May 16th, 1972. On the popular music scene, the New Seekers brought us this. You know I'll beg, steal or borrow, I'll bring you love.
Look at you, and I see what I've been looking for. Now it's very clear to me we should be together. You make me feel I could reach for the impossible, and knowing how much you care, I'll be there.
The New Seekers in 1972 and Beg, Steal or Borrow. The year moved on, and the names of the 22 members of the 1972 Carnival Committee were confirmed. Roma in the Sunday Times of Malta, former editor George Samut, bade farewell to his readers after 27 years with the paper, and Roma since 1955. But the column continued. The death of Monsignor Giuseppe Parch, Bishop of Gozo for 27 years, was announced. Luxol beat Alpine Travel 47-22 in the Malta Basketball Division 1 Championship, and Malta's domestic exports rose from a previous average of £12 million to over £15 million. A new defence pact with Britain and NATO was at last signed, and the guided missile destroyer HMS London entered Grand Harbour on a week's visit. The month of April was well advanced when the government's budget statement recorded that funds had been provided for beach development and enhancement of historical sites, and measures to increase fruit production were also announced. As the slow return of British service personnel continued, it was reported that when completed, they will represent a smaller number than the total of the initial withdrawal. The post office announced that the first set of Malta's decimal stamps would go on sale on May 16th. A correspondent to the Sunday Press stated that the number of people taking up permanent residence in Malta from the UK and elsewhere was showing an immense reduction. And the month of May came to an end with the Malta pound retaining its value but now divided into 100 cents, with each cent representing 10 mils. The half-year was fast approaching as the 1972 Malta Yearbook was published, representing its 20th edition and being hailed as a national tradition. Musically, the Cheelites had success in the 1972 charts with one of the year's popular love songs. The Cheelites and Oh Girl. The month of June was all about people. The Malta District Nursing Association announced its intention to increase services to the elderly and to new mothers. This was the key message from the MMDNA's chairman when he gave details of the forthcoming Jubilee celebrations. The 75th birthday of the world-renowned oboist Leon Goossens was recorded in Malta, to which he was a frequent visitor and guest of his personal friend and composer Charles Camilleri. The women's section of Zabar's Catholic Action Group organised Mary-like fashion shows to be presented in 8 villages throughout Malta. And 17-year-old Josiane Gatt of Attard was selected for the 1972 Malta Scholarships to study languages on a 2-year course with the United World College of the Atlantic. July 1972, for one family in Malta, represented a great get-together and celebration at the Marsa Club, when Mary Vella was reunited with her 2 sons who, 24 years previously, had emigrated to the USA and Australia. Both mother and brothers had not seen each other until this happy occasion. At the Malta International Fair, 59 works of art by 38 Maltese artists were exhibited. While someone signing themselves unfortunate in letters to the press complained of waiting 1.5 hours at a St. Paul's Bay bus stop before boarding a bus, having watched 3 pass by without stopping. No delay, though, for the locally built sloop Anna II, when it won the 12th Malta Syracuse Yacht Race, carrying off the coveted Rothmans Trophy. And 43 years of loyalty in his work with Allied Malta newspapers by Mr. J. Camilleri of Cospicua was recognised and recorded on his retirement in the presentation to him by his colleagues of a silver-plated ice bucket. July moved into August, with the village of Lea celebrating the feast of Our Saviour, and helping the celebrations was the St. Pius the 10th Band Club, parading through the streets proudly displaying their 2 new and recently presented banners from Australia and Canada. In water polo, Sirens finally tasted success when they were awarded with a win over Baluta, 8-4. No reward, though, for guessing who the singer on the next recording is, though a clue that might help is that his 1972 chart hit was all about a little girl called Claire. Thank you. Yes, it was Gilbert O'Sullivan with What Could Be Nicer, the B-side or the flip side of Clare. The Merchant Seamen's Welfare Committee commemorated the 30th anniversary of Operation Pedestal, known in Malta as the Santa Maria Convoy of 1942, with a mass at Tarlis Church in Valletta. At a reception later, a bell from HMS Rochester Castle, which made harbour on August 15, 1942, was presented to the Seafarers Club. The month saw registered unemployment rise by 164 to 7,016. And a reward for finding and returning a lost and much-loved ginger cat with white neck and paws was offered by its owners in Balzan. September saw week-long celebrations on Malta's sister island Gozo, marking the enthronement at the cathedral of Gozo's new bishop. The Malta Arts Festival Committee was active in providing enthusiasm, experience and sponsored money to create events highlighting Maltese artists. The first event in the month featured budding professionals Giulietta Bizzazza, Simon Camilleri, Alfred Mitzi and Maria Vella. Following the success of a new laundrette in Patchyville, National Laundrettes opened a further premises in Tajbish. And who knows, that may have contributed to Dr. Isidro Pina from the University of Ecuador, making the statement at the time, Malta has one of the Mediterranean's highest standards of living and public health. HMS Jaguar entered Grand Harbour to load fuel and stores, and Ethel Ferrugia made her comeback to the Malta stage after a long absence playing Madame La Mer in Harry Jenkins' play The Pitfall at the Manuel Theatre. Meanwhile, the crystal clear and beautiful voice of Karen Carpenter brought us this. Karen Carpenter, and It's Going to Take Some Time. October continued with an article published in Advertising Weekly predicting that a commercial TV station would soon be set up in Malta. singer Julie Rogers, famous for her 10 million selling record The Wedding, came to Malta to sing at a gala banquet at Valletta's Phoenicia Hotel, celebrating its 25th anniversary. November arrived and Malta's RSPCA collected £924 on its flag day, describing the public response as magnificent. Charles Saliba, dubbed the Iron Man of Malta, gave a public display of strength at Valletta's Kingsgate, as it was then known, in aid of fundraising for a kidney machine in Malta's hospitals. Before November was over, a ceremony that had been observed for 27 years was again observed by many, including a large group of girl guides from different parts of Malta. It was the laying of wreaths at Kalkara Cemetery on the graves of Australian and New Zealand servicemen buried there. And the 25th anniversary of the first flight to Malta by British European Airways was celebrated by a show at the Manuel Theatre, with the proceeds donated to the Malta Blood Bank. 1972 was drawing to a close, and a gala film premiere in aid of Malta's physically handicapped rehabilitation centre was held at the Alhambra Slema. The film, starring Michael Caine and Mickey Rooney, was Pulp. The Italian shipping line Grimaldi made its first trip to Malta at the start of a new roll-on, roll-off ferry service, and the final days of December saw BP Malta cease operations as the government withdrew its commercial licence. The Malta Amateur Dramatic Company performed the French farce An Italian Straw Hat at the Manuel, with seat prices in the new decimalised currency, ranging from 15 cents to 60 cents. The growing popularity for major football teams to record their song continued. This one was from the Chelsea Football Club. Blue is the colour. The Chelsea football team of 1972 and their recording of Blue is the Colour. And the year closed with the news that one of the original coaches of Malta's forgotten railway still survives in the garden of Dr. F. D'Amato's home in Berzibuja. Previous owner of the property, a railway engineer, had kept it after the railway was scrapped in 1931. And that final Malta memory closes my first series with you all. I do hope you've enjoyed these 17 programmes that have taken us through the years, the 9 years in fact, 1964 to 1972, via the news as it was created in the main by the ordinary events and the ordinary people of these islands, a social history. And a journey that has been helped along by the popular music of the time. If you'd like more, then I have all the research memory material that could take us to 1989, the end of a decade. And I have the music to accompany us too. But that won't be up to me, so do let me know your thoughts. But email, as I've said many times, Mike Roberts, MikeRoberts, at Firenet, FIRENET, dot WS, or by writing, if you prefer, care of this station. Just a few thank yous before I go. Firstly, to all the staff here, with special thanks to my friend Samuel, the other side of the microphone, for keeping it all together. And to all of you for listening. And as a confirmed Maltophile of many years standing, my final thank you must be this. Thank you, Malta, for so very many wonderful memories. From me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.